Hello, my friends. It's great to have you back with me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm Mike Riley Jr., your host, and I hope you're having an amazing week. In our last episode, we dove into another of Jesus' incredible I Am statements from the Gospel of John, I Am the Gate. Today, I'm super excited to shift gears and explore another amazing declaration where Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. Now, think about the word good and what it means to you. Maybe it's that mouth-watering meal that gets your taste buds dancing, or a thrilling movie that has you glued to your seat. We always toss around the word good in our daily lives. But have you paused to think about the depth of what Jesus means by calling himself the Good Shepherd? Let's unpack this together. In John 10, Jesus paints a stunning picture of himself as the shepherd and us as his cherished sheep, highlighting the incredible care and love he has for us. Every sheep knows the sound of their shepherd's voice and follows with complete trust. This bond of trust lets the shepherd lead them effortlessly, taking care of all their needs. Unfortunately, we often find ourselves surrounded by voices that aren't looking out for us. Many people compete for our focus, offering easy solutions and assurances of joy that demand minimum effort from us. Yet, deep down, we often feel that something just isn't right. It's always uplifting to see the enthusiasm around Jesus, especially when he refers to himself as the Good Shepherd. This title carries profound importance and meaning, revealing layers of his character and his deep connection with us, his devoted followers. So, let's uncover what this beautiful metaphor truly represents. Let's explore the role of the shepherd. Back in Jesus' time, shepherds were the brave guardians of their flocks, always alert against dangers and guiding their sheep to safe, abundant pastures. When we think of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, it's a heartwarming reminder that he offers us that same level of care and protection in our lives today. Just like shepherds lead their sheep to nourishing food and fresh water, Jesus guides us along the righteous path, making sure we receive the spiritual nourishment essential for eternal life. How incredible is that? A true shepherd goes the extra mile, even to the point of risking his own life for his sheep. When Jesus declares in John 10:11, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, it's a powerful testament to his sacrificial love for us, culminating in his ultimate act of love on the cross. Now, let's look at the remarkable qualities of Jesus. The word good carries so much weight. It embodies moral integrity and genuine care. Jesus shines as the perfect example of true leader filled with love and compassion. And when he says in John 10:14, I know my sheep and my sheep know me, he's emphasizing the profound bond we share with him. This relationship beautifully mirrors the connection between the Father and the Son. How amazing is it to be a part of such a loving relationship? Jesus stands in blunt contrast to the hired hand who runs away at the first sign of trouble. This emphasizes the difference between selfish love and self-serving motives. The hired hand simply doesn't have the unwavering commitment and care that only the true shepherd provides. So, what does this mean for us as believers? When we embrace Jesus as the Good Shepherd, we experience a breathtaking sense of security and trust. He is someone we can always rely on to care for us, protect us, and guide us through every challenge we encounter. Isn't that incredible? Jesus is eager for a personal relationship with each of us. He knows us intimately and attends to our unique needs. Just like sheep recognize the voice of their shepherd, we are invited to tune in and follow Jesus' direction. This is an amazing invitation to live a life brimming with purpose and meaning. Jesus' example of sacrificial love drives us to live generously, putting the needs of others before our own. He willingly laid down his life for us, taking on our sins and paying the ultimate price on the cross. This profound act means that anyone who places their trust in him can have their sins wiped away, receive eternal life, and remain forever connected to God. But the goodness of Jesus as the good shepherd goes beyond his sacrifice. He's not a distant figure. He knows us on a personal level. Isn't that astonishing? With profound eternal love and wisdom, he gently points us towards himself. Just think about it. He gave his life just for us. Jesus didn't merely talk about love. He lived it out so that we can fully embrace life in all its richness. That's the beauty I'm excited about. So today, let's make a conscious effort to hear his voice above all the chaos that life throws our way. Let's always remember the one who sacrificed everything for us so that we could truly thrive. That's the amazing life that the Good Shepherd offers, and it's something we should cherish. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are filled with gratitude that Jesus is the gateway to your kingdom and the ultimate source of life and peace. Help us to enter through him, finding security and comfort in his loving embrace. Lead our steps and keep us safe within your grace. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much for being a part of Scripture Seekers Ministry. I can't wait to dive into the I Am statements of Jesus with all of you next week. Take care and see you soon, my friends.